There's a remarkable story found in Daniel chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Listen to this. Then the king instructed Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking, gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Nebuchadnezzar was a pretty smart cookie. Instead of killing off the ruling classes of the people he conquered, he had this program where he absorbed them into his own culture and then put them to work in his own government. I suppose the logic behind it was pretty simple. If you get the leadership to conform to your way of doing things, and the people got your orders through the lips of their own royal family, you had a far better chance of keeping your conquered subjects in line. The chances of an uprising are far less likely. Which brings me to an interesting observation about Western civilization. Take an honest and careful look at the way things have changed over the last few decades, and consider the possibility that Christians have, to some extent, been absorbed into a society that's in sharp moral decline. Given the fact that the book of Revelation calls the last day world Babylon, and given the fact that Revelation 18 has God calling his people out of Babylon, it's a possibility you have to consider. Let's pick on something obvious, like the entertainment industry, to make the point. I know it's hard for modern Christians to believe, but there really was a time when believers wouldn't be caught dead near a movie theater. Somehow, even though movies are obviously never mentioned in the Bible, Christians knew at one time that the themes and subjects presented were in stark contrast to the themes and subjects they're supposed to be thinking about. Now, just so we're clear, I've got nothing against the art of telling a story in a powerful visual medium, but let me ask a simple question. Over the years, has the entertainment industry improved its moral content, or has it slipped even further behind the ideal? And if that's the case, what does that say about the rate at which we've allowed ourselves to be absorbed into the culture of Babylon? I'll admit that it's easy to pick on Hollywood because it's so obvious. But take that same principle and examine the rest of your life. This is one of the reasons it's so important to constantly check your thought patterns against the revealed will of God in the Scriptures. It provides us with a barometer to let us know whether or not our thoughts are being molded into patterns that are out of harmony with the principles of heaven. Otherwise, the change happens so gradually, you scarcely know it's happening. And that's why a new experience with God every day is just a better way to live.